Hello, and welcome back to Serafina Radio with me, your host, Crazy Spiritual Goddess. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day, week, month, year. It's a must, okay? It's a must. But I'm doing a lot of thinking and reflecting tonight, and again, it keeps coming up. It always comes up, but like caring about what other people think of us. We spend so much of our time like doing things the way we think we should be doing them or acting in ways that we think we should be because it'll please people around us. But really, like, we're never going to be able to please everyone around us. So, like, just be you unapologetically, and you are so unique. In the way that not only are you created, but also you as your own person. Like, we are all spiritual beings having a human experience, yes, and we normally talk in the collective, but when you actually tune in to yourself and every single person in the collective, in the universe, and your spiritual team, the cosmic team, the galactic team, like the gods and the goddesses, the whole shebang, like, it is massive. It's huge to our human mind, but not to our soul. But if we like then come into our human mind and take a look at ourselves, like, holy hot damn. I watched a TikTok recently, right? Where it was like, what piece of information can you not wrap your head around? And it's like, our body temperature inside is like that hot. That if it was outside of our bodies, we would be uncomfortable. Same with like cold and stuff, you're just like, wait, what? Like, when you think about it, it's kind of like we're our own ball of sun because we have that much energy. Like, what was it? I've also read recently that like there was a scientist or a professor that was like, you have enough energy to power a whole city for like, I can't remember, was it like 24 days or something like that? But then we always say that we don't have energy because like, that's focusing on your energy to do that. Whereas like, I don't know about you guys, but I get very scattered and it's like, yeah, talk about being scattered. You're like, ah, damn. So, like, when you get scattered, your energy's all over the place because you're like focusing on this and you're focusing on that, and then you're worrying about this, and then you're anxious about this, and then, like, it's kind of like not only do you separate-ish or separate your energy to the different compartments that you need, like your energetic body, your auric body, your mind. Your higher self, your human aspect self. It's weird. It's like we're all one, but like we create aspects, or if that's just a me thing, then that's just a me thing, I guess. But it's like recently my daughter and I are sick and I've had to slow way down, and it just makes me realize how like stoic, I think is the word. You can get like, you can become trapped in like different routines and stuff. And another thing that like ties in with what I'm been saying, the whole black and white area, like it's so easy to find yourself like, this is it, this is not, you know? But like we have to make our gray area where it's like, okay, where can we compromise with these and like, compromise for ourselves to be the highest version and like confident part of ourselves. Because it's always a case of like, oh, yeah, I stood up for myself, and then you're like, oh, yeah, but like, should I have? Because then what if such and such and such and such think of me like this, this, and this? And it's like, why do we actually care? Everybody has their own life. Like, yes, we can be compassionate and we are naturally drawn to give like comfort and warmth and sympathy. But so often than not, that doesn't actually come. But if it does, it has like a cold side to it. And I understand that that's a duality, but like, really, no. It seems these days like we can never really just have like something for the sake of it, and not in like the negative way. See, everything's been taken negatively, but like a smile to someone, that doesn't take much, right? But that could mean everything to that person. But nobody wants to help anybody, even if it is the smallest thing anymore, and it's really heartbreaking to see. And it's like, again, I'm drawn back to the whole like, you have to be the change you want to be in the world. And I understand that. It's just the way the world seems to be and the way people seem to be is you get so far and then they get so jealous or angry or sad or something like that, that like they want to take that and overcrowd it and you know, they want you stuck along with them, or you want to be stuck along with people, you know, that kind of thing is vice versa. It's not like, you know. I guess trauma can be such an overpowering and unsuspecting thing as well, because, like, it can literally just come on at any time and you can revert back to certain things. I understand that. I've done that so much recently. It's ridiculous. But at the same time, I hope to not do it in a way that I'll hurt people. Because normally when you, well, when I get defensive, I'm just like, oh, I have to save myself. Block, 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 you know, like push it away. Let me process, come back, and then be in the moment and see while also learning the person that I've become in that time. Sometimes I think back to certain people that I know that I'll never speak to again and send compassion and healing to certain situations. It is what it is. Is what it is. Hi. Thank you for being on this journey on this rambling. I spent a week on holiday, and when I got back, I realized that I had missed talking because literally I never had the chance to have a conversation where, you know, it free flows. It's always just like, yeah, or such and such before it's cut off and something else is brought up, and it's like, okay, is this a conversation or interrogation? Anyway, so yeah, I thought you guys would mind coming along, listen to the ramble, see if anything, you know, you can identify with there. The moral of the story is life hard. Let's be nice. Let's help each other not to gain anything or for the sake of it, but just because we can. Just because we can do literally the smallest thing to make this world a better place, and it costs absolutely nothing. I hope you guys felt that. That was from the heart. That was like right radiating. No matter what is going on in your life right now, No matter what has happened, what will happen, doesn't matter. In this moment, you are just all so fantastic. And I wish you knew it, and it just really squishiness into you. Just like, it's awesome! Stop being so hard on yourself. Stop trying so hard to like please other people. Just, it's gonna sound like really toxic, but it's not meant that way. Like, please yourself, but in a way that like do no harm but take no shit. If you know what I'm saying, boundaries and all of that jazz, just like, oh, we are so drained because we are literally draining ourselves to like, oh, put it up against like a freaking like ruined door that you would see in like a game or something where you know your energy goes into it and just sucks it all up, and you're just like, okay, I know I need to try to do something different, but like maybe this time, and it's like, no. No, not this or the next time. Stop. Break that, right? Reprogram and be like, let's try this. This is the drawing board. This is what we've tried. This is what we haven't tried, right? So, what can we do next? What feels good? Is finding your path, and everybody, I know what I know, it's so cliched. Like, oh, you just need to find your path and your purpose and everything. Like, yeah, bitch, how? And even when you find it, there's so many other things you throw in there, and you're just like, whoa, I get so overwhelmed with it all. And you're just like, okay, yeah, I know that it's not good to be either too spiritual or too human, but like, overwhelmed there. And then I'll just wait until I'm overwhelmed here, and then I'll go back to the spiritual. And I know that I need to find a balance, but I just don't want to right now. You know? Is that so bad? It feels so bad. It really does. It makes me feel so guilty. But at the same time, eh, you know, eh, there I said it. Oh, I think that's enough for tonight. 12-12. Woo! Again, thank you all so much for listening to my ramblings. I love you all, and you are so amazing. And just keep being you. I know you like you may feel like you're not doing enough, or you're not doing it the way it should be, and you know you've messed it up this time and this time and this time, and you know if you do this, like, just no. As Pink says, like, I wish somebody had told me, like, our life, what is it, my life? Yeah, our life is ours to choose. Nobody's handing you, something with, and like a book with all the rules. No, that's from, what I know so far. And, yeah. There's no rules per se, like as long as you know like what's right and wrong, kind of a thing. Like, just when you find your path, it's finding again what you've done, what you haven't done, what you can do, and trying to find it a way that like blended into you, the way you approach things, like yourself. Your thinking patterns aren't like everybody else, and that's why you're also not going to please people, because literally, not everybody is the same as you. We are so unique. We can be similar to people. That's because you have like common traits and like different things that like make you similar, but you're different. This is why I loved saying same but different, because it's like you're similar, but it's different. Like different circumstances, different things, different. Ways of being, different ways of like speaking, writing, talking, all of that, like tasting, smelling, even all of those things are so different, you know? Like, this is why it's just so tiring, because when you think of how many people there is in the collective and like the energy that you're like blocking, but like yet somehow everybody's doing it, and it like leads on, just shattered the like the doors, right? There's no doors anymore, so the energy is free flowing to like you, to everybody, and it all around the collective and the world, Mother Earth. So then that way, like, it's a constant flow, like the infinity symbol. But not only like just the infinity symbol, but the infinity symbol on its side, so like they merge, so it's like the constant infinity, like just energy flowing through us all. And just as we're doing this, we're bringing the negative energy from like the bottom of and the core of Mother Earth and through ourselves and all of our energy and up to the cosmos, and we're letting it go for it to be then revitalized, and this golden light goes through the quad the quadrant, the quadrant infinity. We're gonna go with that. And every time we draw it up and let it go, Mother Earth, ourselves, and the entire cosmos is lightening with this energy. Because we are that powerful. We are literally this powerful, and yet we're doubting ourselves all the time. And I'm just sick of it. It sucks. Nobody's happy. Just. I'm tired of being miserable when other people get to be happy at my misery. That's not the way this goes. It's no, that's not how I run the show anymore. Just no. I'm not taking part in that anymore. Just no, thank you very much. I don't wish to draw that through myself and Earth and the cosmos and through you and everybody else who's connected to you, if you so wish. If not, that is okay. Thank you. I love you so much.